Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, the podcast version, is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside these Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It's great to have you with me today. So much to talk about, so little time. Honest to goodness, I'm one of those triage days where you just don't know where to go. So I'm actually going to go over a GeorgiaCarry.org email that I got today from that group I've been almost charter member of. I was one of the first 100 members back, 15 years ago. It's hard to believe. Been there since the beginning with GeorgiaCarry.org. But what I'm going to cover with you today, some of you will understand and feel because you're up against similar things in your state. And I'm here to tell you that I'm in a free state. And what I'm going to read you is probably going to surprise you. And we're going to talk about all of it, not to mention how many guns have been sold in March. Wow. Wait till you see this. Let's go right to the phone lines. Rafael Del Valle on the phone with me from Bursa. Rafael, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Thanks for jumping in live with me today. I do appreciate it very much. You ready to rock and roll? We got a lot of things to talk about, man.
I'm always here for you, buddy, especially these days. It's a lot easier.
Everybody's working from home and stuff. Talk to me about you. Now, tell us where you're at. Tell us what kind of orders you're under from your governor. Tell us how your life has changed a little bit. Well, what's happening? What do you think?
I'm here in Columbia, South Carolina, so I'm just right one state over from you. Everything's closed here, just like I think everywhere else in the country. We're allowed to go outside. We're not under some crazy, thing, but they're just, I think they're handling it right. They're just discouraging people from, getting into groups and all that sort of thing. And so while we do have what I guess they're calling a stay at home order, but you're allowed to go outside and go for a walk and you can do all that sort of thing. So, is it weird and different? Yes. Do I get bored and lonely sometimes? Yes. Because I can't go have a beer with my friends or go to see a movie or anything like that. But, I guess you get used to it a little bit because it hasn't been too terribly bad.
Let me tell you what caught my ear when you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Pincus and I are, of course, Rob is a good friend of both of ours, mutual friend of both of ours. We've both known him for many years. Rob and I are doing Facebook Live videos for about 15 minutes every day on Armed American Radio's Facebook page. Listener, if you want to jump in and watch these, some great information, 5 days a week. And we're, of course, broadcasting the radio program 3-Hour MonsterCast live on the Internet as well. You can go and watch it. Many thousands of you are doing that. Today we were, talking with Rob about some of the same stuff, and we were talking about liberties. And I'm going to go over that piece with you at some point during the hour. But what caught my ear was reminiscent of what I was talking about with Rob on the live video today. And that is, we're allowed to go outside. We're allowed to go do these things. When did you ever think in the last just 3 weeks ago, would you have ever heard yourself or thought you would have heard yourself say, well, we're allowed to go outside. We're allowed to go to the store. I mean, this is America, yeah. Rafael. And I'm hearing you tell me that you're excited that you're allowed to go outside. Think about this. I mean, just give me your thoughts on that, if you would. It's bizarre.
I kind of look at it as a different way. And I've heard Rob's opinions on everything. And I think in general, he's right that, I guess being allowed is not, is a weird way of putting it. And probably
it's true.
But, it's kind of right. And to a certain extent, it's like, what do you allow yourself to do in playing your part to try and stem this spike in these things? And luckily, I'm in a state where it isn't proving to be as deadly as in other states or as widespread as in other states. And I don't know if that's maybe not coming or, you know, what's going to happen. But, you know, I think the government is out there and allowed might have been is probably the wrong word, but in general, you're going to do what you want to do, right? And, you know, I know there's still lots of people getting together out there and doing all these sort of things. And certainly I think that's a little irresponsible. But I do live in a college town, so what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do about stopping all those kids from wanting to party together when they don't have school and they don't have – they can't go to work because all the restaurants and the bars are closed. And, you know, so I don't know. It's you know, are they taking away our civil liberties? I don't think so necessarily. It's, you know, it's not like, you know, for example, you know, Bursa pistols, they come from Argentina. And the guys down there are telling me, if you go outside on the street, you're going to get stopped and you're going to get asked what you're doing outside. And if you don't have a real good answer, they can take you to jail. So in that sense, you know, and that's obviously a totally different culture and a different government and all that sort of thing. That's not America. But, you know, I think I buy into a lot of what Rob says, like, hey, you know, it should be more up to us as the individual. But there's a lot of individuals up there that need a little guidance, I think, sometimes. So, now, you know but,
listen, you're right. First off, you didn't use a word that was too harsh at all. I mean, that is the case. Now, tell me something, just for kicks, just for satellite radio moment words and grins, which direction are you seated facing right now, north, south, east, or west?
I am, let's see, I've never given it much thought from my place. I think I am facing, you know what, I know exactly which way I'm facing. I'm facing west right now.
You're facing west right now. Okay, so you're looking right over towards me. And I say that for a reason, because as the direction you're faced at the next state line right there, our governor has threatened us with arrest. You can be arrested. Violating his hunker down, stay at home orders is a misdemeanor and a fine of up to $5,000. So you can be. Now, I was out and about today. I mean, I'm not going out if I don't have to. I'm not going to go out and pick up a bag of peanuts and Skittles at the QT because I feel like peanuts and Skittles. But I am going to go like I did today. I needed to go to the grocery store to get some things. I'm going to do the same thing later, but I'm ordering them online. And the reason I say that to you is because just to your west, in the direction that you're facing, not too far away from me,
is that
very order. That's correct. That's that order.
Across two rivers, right to you,
It's in place, and it is a very bizarre thing. And I also want to tell you, too, that you're lucky in South Carolina. Just today, I understand deaths in Georgia are up to about 394 with 118 confirmed cases. That was about an hour ago. That number has probably, you know, undoubtedly risen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to
tell you. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please. Jump in.
Oh, I was going to say, we're real lucky, and I haven't seen the numbers today. Like, usually I'll turn on the news at 6 and it'll tell me. But we are at like 2,000 cases and confirmed, of course, right? We know the number's probably much higher than that. But only 44 deaths. So, which, I mean, that's one death is too many. But, I mean, we're, like I said, we're relatively in a pretty good spot. But we're also much less populated, you know, much less densely populated than, you know, I'm sure that most of your stuff is in the Atlanta metro area, you know, which is, there's probably more people in the Atlanta metro area than there are in the entire state of South Carolina.
Well, you know, you have a point. Obviously, we look at the epicenter, what's going on in New York City. You know, they're stacked on top of each other like cordwood. The subways are still running. You know, it's natural that something like that would happen when in an area of roughly 12 million people in that metropolitan vicinity, when you consider Manhattan and the surrounding boroughs. And, you know, my thoughts go out to, you know, we're being listened to in New York, just outside the city. And, you know, it's a terrible thing. But I got to be honest with you here. I don't like the power grabs I'm seeing. I want to talk with you a little bit about that today. I don't like the power grabs. Something else I want to cover with you is a Georgia Kerry update that I got today. And let's open this conversation up now and take it into the next segment. And that is that 2.5, hear me now, 2.5 million guns were sold in March alone. That is the highest sales volume ever in recorded history. Now, that's coming from NSSF. We know what background checks are. And that number, frankly, is probably a little bit low because you probably have some other, you know, multiple purchases made at the same time on one background check. You can pick up a couple guns. Are you shocked to see that number that high?
I'm a little shocked to see it that high. The number actually, it blows me away. But I mean, you know, me being in the industry, I'm talking to guys every day, and people are just blown away. That my big wholesalers, they can't receive product quickly enough to get it on the shelves. To you know, I was talking to one of my big distributors. Out in
Got 20 seconds before break, just to let you know, 20 seconds.
And they usually have about 10 orders left over at the end of the day. They're running 1,000 orders behind every day.
Isn't that crazy? Okay, listen, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to tell you a personal story, my personal Bursa story that I think you'll appreciate. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Then we're going to go back over that $2.5 million and discuss who we think is buying those guns and what it means to us in this field and what responsibility we have as we get out of this weirdness that we're in. And America and premium subscribers that are watching the tape today, we are going to get out of this, I promise you. We'll be back with Rafael DeValle on the phone from Bursa. Back after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. I'm talking with Shanto during the break. Sean, we're going to have to find, during this whole stay-at-home, goofy world we find, we're going to have to go and find that clip, and we're going to have to play that for listeners. It just put it out there. It's wonderful. I'm talking about Masoud Ayoub when he was on the program back, believe it or not, in 2010. Sean, it's been that long ago. It was July 10th of 2010. It's been that long ago. And one of the funniest radio clips I've ever heard in my life anywhere, and it happened to be this program in real time with Masoud Ayoub, the great godfather of self-defense, in the studio with us, the old beer mug classic. Sean, what do you think? You think we ought to play that for everybody during this time?
See if I can. Do you have it? I may still have a part of it.
Yeah, it's out there. I have. You know, we've got 8,050-60 hours of the show. We're going to have to go back, but that's a classic, and I think people will really enjoy that at this time when they're cooped up. It'll bring a smile to your face. I promise you. And Sean and I were laughing about it. Hey, by the way, if you're a premium subscriber, you get to watch this stuff on the premium site every single day. I think we're going to be doing this for you premium subscribers every single day, and at least a couple days a week. It depends, but that's the ultimate goal, is to get it to every single day. ArmedAmericanRadio.org or .com. Take your pick. Join now. It's only $7.95 a month, and you help keep Armed American Radio on the air and healthy and rocking and rolling. We're going forward into the next decade. Let's go back to the phones. Rafael Dovalle on the phone from Bursa. Rafael, I got to tell you my little private Bursa story, and I think you'll find it kind of cool, right? What do you ready?
All right, yeah.
So you guys just tell us that your distributors are doing what? Go back and give us those numbers again, because it dovetails well with what I'm going to tell you.
Well, you know, this was one example that I was talking to a buyer earlier this week, and he works for a big distributor out of Illinois called Zanders. And he said, you know, by the time they cut off what they're going to ship that day, at the end of the day, obviously you're trying to get out as much of the orders that you received in that day. He's like, yeah, he's like, sometimes we have no orders roll over. Sometimes it's 10. Maybe on a busy, busy day, it's a little bit more than 10. But he said it's usually about 10 orders or so. Right now, they're rolling over about 1,000 orders a day.
A day. Is he able to keep up with the demand?
A day. No, they can't. And the problem is, too, like, and you know, here's the thing, is their receiving departments can't receive the amount of product that they need for all the orders that they're getting every day, right?
Yeah.
It's insane, and that's just one example. And you know, I'll tell you right now, us here at you know, with Bursa, we were just touching on Argentina and how they literally slammed the door shut on their country, you know, around the beginning of March, you know, maybe the first week of March or something like that. And Bursa, the country is still shut down. You know, everybody's working from home, or you know, you can go to a grocery store or whatever, but you know, with limited access and all that sort of thing. But we hadn't been able to get a shipment of guns from, you know, so you're talking about 2.5 million guns. Well, we missed out on a lot of that. We're just getting the first shipment of guns out of Argentina since the beginning of March is leaving tomorrow.
Wow.
And that was pulling a lot of strings with the government, you know. And so, you know, luckily, our distributors, our customers had plenty of our products on their shelves. Now they don't. It's gone. I had a bunch of stuff in my warehouse. Now I don't. Mm-hmm. It's gone. So we're starting from scratch. And, you know, I've got about 4,500 guns coming in. I was doing the allocation that I do, like who's going to get them, right before the shipment started. And I'm not even coming close to making a dent on the back orders. I haven't seen back orders like this in 3 years.
Did you say you were just working on that right before the show started?
Right before the show started, yep.
No kidding. Okay, so you're literally taking a break in that. I really say that.
No, I'm finished. finished. Thank goodness.
Okay, well, I'm glad. I thank you because I know how busy you are, and I know how busy everybody in this field is, and it means a lot to hear you, you know, on the program. Let me tell you something. My next purchase, I've made it very clear to listeners, was going to be the Bursa 380. I want it with the threaded barrel. I'm going to be setting up a trust for a different purpose, but that trust can purchase a suppressor. So I was going to set the whole thing up and go that route. And I'd been meaning to get to it. And I've been telling listeners, I'll let you know when I pick up the Bursa. I can't wait. That's my next purchase. And when all of this craziness hit, I said, you know, it's not the right time. Other people need guns now. I don't need any new guns. And somebody else needs that Bursa. That Bursa could save somebody else's life or is certainly going to give somebody else some peace of mind that they don't right now have. So I decided to back off on the purchase of that firearm, not just that Bursa, which was my next gun, but everything else subsequent to that. And I think if you're a gun owner out there and you have a fair, if you know, whatever you've got, if you've got it, it's probably enough. What we're looking at here when you see 2.5 million guns, as you know, Rafi, is this, that 85%, roughly 85% of those buyers are first-time gun buyers. And that inside that statistic is a lot of Democrats and maybe a lot of liberals who might not ever have thought about purchasing a firearm for self-defense that all of a sudden are finding themselves saying, hey, what do you mean I got to wait 10 days? Or, hey, man, what do you mean I got to get a fingerprint card and wait for that to show up before I can even go to a gun shop and buy a gun? Hey, what do you mean I can't buy a gun online? Everybody always says I can buy a gun online and have it shipped to me. They're finding out, Rafael, that the BS they've been fed is just that, a big hunk of choking BS, right?
Yeah. Well, two things. First of all, I'm glad that you made that decision, because I'm going to tell you what, right now, if you came to me and said, Rafael, I want a Thunder 380 with a thread barrel, I wouldn't even know where to find one for you.
Yeah,
they're gone. They're all gone. They're out there in the marketplace. But second of all, you're right. I didn't hear that it was 85%, but I believe it. I haven't even heard a number, but what I have heard in talking to various dealers that I know that I'm close with is that, they're seeing an unprecedented amount of first-time gun buyers come into the store.
Right.
And then, you know, to address the last thing you said, I mean, it kind of cracks me up a little bit, because now these people that just were just eating and being fed all the BS, they're realizing the lies that they were being told.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Things didn't just change in the last 30 days. It's been like that. And it's, you know, the blatant, bold-faced lies that they've been told by the media, by politicians, by whatever. Like, you're right. People are like, wait a minute. That's not what I heard. You know what I mean? You know, it's not as much as Wild West as I was being told. And, you know, it's a tough way to find out when you really, really want one, you know. But, you know, it's good that more people are becoming informed. You know, I don't know. It's one of those things you're like, man, you know, I hate that you had to find out this way, but I'm glad you found out.
Yeah, you know, we're just getting ready to take a break, so I'm going to leave it with this. There's a little bit of Schadenfreude there, bud, okay? There's a little bit of, well, you know, I told you so, and I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for you. You've been fighting me and my way of life for years and years and years, and I'm glad you found out the tough way. Sometimes tough love is a little bit, but you know what? I'm going to welcome you into the family of gun owners, because that's what we do. We're going to bring you from the dark side to the right side. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in these GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. We'll be back with Rafael Del Valle from Bursa right after this. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone. If you're a premium subscriber, you can actually watch the show being done today. You'll see the picture up behind me here of Rafael Del Valle. We got his mug up there from Bursa. Rafi, welcome back in the program, brother. How are you, man?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really well. Okay, let's talk a little bit about some issues. I want to take you to the state of Georgia. And Rafael, you'll appreciate this. Listener, wherever you happen to be, you will appreciate this, whether you are in a free state like Georgia, or is it really free, or whether you are in New Jersey, New York, California, Washington State, Illinois, Connecticut, Massachusetts, all states, the usual suspects that are infringing on your rights. I want you to take a listen to this, Rafi. This came from GeorgiaCarry.org. Our legislative session is technically still in play, although because of all this craziness, we don't know when it's going to end. We don't know when signed die is going to occur. But nonetheless, I've got a timeline of dates here. And by the way, the legislature let gun owners down in a huge way this year. I am not happy with what happened with the Georgia State Legislature. Some changes need to be made in leadership. In addition to that, there's a few people that probably should get kicked out. And hopefully some folks learn a very, very valuable lesson. But, Rafi, there's something interesting here. Let me read you this timeline.
All right.
I haven't been discussing this yet because it occurred on March 14th because I didn't know how this was going to shake out. Now I do. March 14th, GeorgiaCarry.org, Supreme Court Chief Justice, March 14th, 2020, GeorgiaCarry.org, Supreme Court Chief Justice Harold Melton declared a state of judicial emergency. Rafi, do you know why that's important in the state of Georgia, that we would even be concerned about that by any chance? Do you happen to have any idea?
Fill me in.
The probate judges is where you get your permit. Georgia is unique, but each individual county, to apply for your permit, you have to go to your probate judge, to your probate court judge in your particular county. Now, here's the beauty of Georgia. There is no training requirement whatsoever. If you are a new-time permittee, all you have to do is go and pay your, I think it's $77. You get fingerprinted. You wait a couple seconds. You get fingerprinted. They snap your photograph. They look at your application. They do everything to it. They fold it up. And then the probate court judge back in the other room in his chambers back there, or her chambers, eventually gets to signing it. You usually have it in about 10 to 14 days because we have successfully sued the probate courts and judges into compliance with state law. That's why when Chief Justice Harold Melton declared a state of judicial emergency, we had a problem, because on March 14th later, GeorgiaCarry.org asked the Council of Probate Judges to ask their members, i.e. the probate judges, to issue blanket orders extending Georgia weapons licenses, Rafael. Because guess what happened? The judges aren't working. So on March 17th, GeorgiaCarry.org was informed that the probate courts across the state of Georgia will temporarily suspend acceptance of applications for Georgia weapons licenses and the renewal of said licenses. And that was pursuant to the order by the judge declaring a judicial emergency. So in the state of Georgia, we have not been able, new permittees have not been able to get their permit, Rafael, denied their constitutional right. Now, first of all, tell me your thoughts on that, what you heard so far.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. I don't know. I was kind of thinking about it here, like here in South Carolina, we've got to do you go to your class and, you know, for 5 hours or whatever, and then you got to go shoot and qualify, which, you know, anybody can. And then you get fingerprinted and you pay $50 and you get your concealed permit for 10 years. But I don't know when you send it in, like where it goes or whatever happens. I don't believe we do it through SLED, which is the South Carolina Law Enforcement right. Division, you know, kind of our state, you know, our FBI of the state or whatever you want to call it. But so, yeah, I mean, it's crazy that, you know, them shutting down certain services affects you like in that manner. I was trying to think as you were talking too, like, what's the way around it? Like, how do you keep that wheel turning?
Right. I'm glad you asked that.
You know,
let's
yeah.
go there.
So that's my question to you, because right. you know, I'm sitting there thinking, well, if they're not coming to work, how are they going to do it? You know, and
let's answer that question. Let's go yeah. to March 19th. March 19th. Mm-hmm. Now, you see how fast Georgia Kerry was working on this. That's why I yeah. haven't been discussing this on air yet, because we didn't really get yeah. any closure, and I didn't know yeah. what was actually happening until now. So March 19th, 5 days after this, GeorgiaKerry.org sends a letter to Governor Brian Kemp. No doubt the most pro-gun governor I can recall in Georgia history. One of, if not probably the most, this guy ran a campaign with firearms, talking about his pickup truck getting taking illegal immigrants back to the border himself, and firearms. He was accused of pointing guns at his future son-in-law and so forth. I mean, Brian Kemp ran a very, very pro-gun campaign. By the way, that was not true, what they said about that ad that made news all over the country. But anyway, so GeorgiaKerry.org sent a letter to Governor Brian Kemp, one of the most pro-gun governors in the country, requesting that he use his emergency powers to suspend enforcement of that act, carrying a weapon without a license, OCGA, if you're interested, 1611-126, which is carrying a weapon without a license. They asked him to suspend that until such time as probate judges resume issuing GWLs, Georgia weapons licenses. The governor's staff responded that they were looking at the legality of just such an issue and at the request, but have been unresponsive since Georgia Kerry has had no other contact. That was on March 19th. We all realize, this is a statement from Georgia Kerry, we all realize the governor is busy with matters of life and death, but denying law-abiding citizens the right of self-protection by requiring a license that cannot be acquired can surely represent a matter of life and death as well. So they've got a copy of the letter up there. Now, Rafi, on the 27th, they sent a letter to the Honorable Harold D. Melton, Chief Justice, Supreme Court of Georgia, explaining the constitutional issue caused by the declaration of the judicial emergency in place, and that requiring an unobtainable license to carry a firearm is unconstitutional, as well as asking the judge to join us in encouraging the Governor Kemp to act. That letter has so far received no response. Now, couple that with the fact that on Monday, April 6th, Georgia Supreme Court Justice Justin Harold Melton extended a statewide judicial emergency now to May 13th. Limiting court business to essential matters such as bond hearings, restraining orders in domestic violence cases, and arrest warrants. That means that now the first opportunity that you will have as a Georgia resident to obtain a new permit or to get a renewal on a permit that has expired will now be May 13th. And even in the best of times, Georgia Kerry advises and warns us, guess what? When the probate courts go back to work, and the judges go back to work, their backlog is going to be huge. Do you think they're going to prioritize weapons licenses?
Yeah, no, I was going to say permit applications are going to go straight to the bottom of the pile.
It's going to be months. Georgia Kerry is now predicting that it could be late July. So that causes a huge, huge issue. So what they did on the 27th, just a couple weeks back, was sent a letter to the Chief Justice explaining the constitutional issues caused by the declaration in place and requiring an unobtainable license to carry a firearm. They got the letter. But here's what's happening now. Georgia Kerry is now looking into litigation, having that OCGA 1611-126, carrying a weapon without a license, declared unconstitutional so as to allow those who cannot apply for a license to be able to protect their constitutionally protected rights to keep and bear arms. You know what the answer to this all is? And many of you out there listening, you're screaming it now. Constitutional carry ends this nonsense.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
I'm containing myself here. If you're watching me on camera, yeah. You can see it. Raphael, constitutional carry ends this BS nonsense because we shouldn't have to beg for permission to carry a firearm, period. Now, that begs this question. What do I tell Georgia weapons? What do I tell gun owners? My wife's permit just recently expired. She can't get it. She can't do anything about it.
I don't understand why they don't, if it expires during this time or whatever, they don't just say, you know, send it in, whatever, but you're good until we get you your, you know what I mean? I don't know why they won't extend it. But
I find it hard to believe, Rafael, that we're getting ready to take a break. Probably a good time to take a break. We're going to take a breather. When we come back, I want to go right back into that, extending it. And I'm going to give you my advice here. It's not going to go over well with some people. I couldn't care less what you think about what I'm getting to say next. We'll be back after this with Rafael DeValle from Bursa.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. Those of you who are watching the show,
from the Armed American Radio Video Network studios can see that I'm sipping some coffee out of a Student of the Gun mug. Fighting solves everything for our dear friend Paul Markle, cancer survivor. Paul Markle will be on the show with me tomorrow, also on video behind the scenes for us. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our sponsors, Defender Coffee, particularly gunbroker.com. Without a doubt, their numbers are soaring as far as those of us that are going and witnessing the, or watching, I should say, the auctions because they can't find something somewhere else. If you're one of those people that are looking for something out there, gunbroker.com has you covered. It's free. They'll never charge you anything. All they want is you to go over and look at the auctions. It's that simple. Sign up at gunbroker.com. It's a no-brainer. Please help us out by doing that. It's a big plus and a big help to us. Carr Arms, of course, another sponsor here on the Platinum Microphone, the Second Amendment Foundation. You hear Alan Gottlieb during the breaks. Crossbreed Holsters, I mean, come on, they've been with us from the beginning. If you're looking for a comfortable firearm for any type of gun, including any one of our sponsors, including Bursa, Crossbreed's got you covered. They're about 14 days out on shipping right now, so keep that in mind. MyPillow.com, I am in the process of recording a new spot for them, and I really need to get on that. Don and MyPillow, I'm sorry I haven't gotten that done yet, but we'll have that done, no doubt, before the week is up. And, of course, North American Arms, Defender Coffee, as I mentioned, DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment with every single sip. And we can't forget Emerson Knives, the great Ernie Emerson over there. So let's support these people that support us. It's huge. Raphael, welcome back. I want to go back to the Georgia issue because here we are in a free state, brother. I'm not in New Jersey, okay? I am in Georgia.
Yeah.
All right? This is not a joke. Now, here we are in the state of Georgia, shut down because of an issue by a judge. Now, constitutional carry solves the problem, period. Agreed?
Yes, you're absolutely right, 100%.
Okay, in lieu of the fact that constitutional carry is not in place, here's my advice to you. If you're a Georgia weapons license holder and your permit is expired, carry your gun anyway. It's that simple. You know how to carry a gun. Conceal your gun properly. Shut up and go about your business. Raphael, oh, my God. Some goofball liberal out there is listening right now going, he's telling people to break the law.
His head's exploding right now.
Somebody's head is exploding because I'm not telling them to break the law. What I'm telling them to do is to continue to exercise their constitutional, God-given, recognized right, one that the card that they may have had for 25 years said they could exercise. And without a doubt, nobody's going to be out there. If you were to get arrested for that and showing an expired permit under these conditions and an officer was actually to arrest you for that as a law-abiding citizen, I would be shocked, absolutely shocked. What are your thoughts on that?
I would be shocked, too. I mean, I think it'd be one of those things where, you had a card and it expired and you can't get it renewed right now. Just, go about your business. But, if you're paying attention to the law and you're doing things the right way, why are you going to get, why is anybody going to know otherwise, And just do things the way you always have. And you're going to be fine.
You will absolutely be fine. Just go about your business. And go a step further to pop a couple more heads out there that don't like what we talk about. No man, no woman has the moral authority to tell me that I can't choose a firearm to carry to defend my life and my family. It's that simple. That's why we fight this fight. Yes, we abide by the law. Yes, we get permits. I've got mine in my pocket, but mine doesn't expire until 2021, March 5th. My Florida one expires in 23. Okay, yes, we have permits. Constitutional carry is what we must work towards to end this nonsense. You know what's interesting, Raphael? Florida gave us the permit structure in 1987, and it was groundbreaking, if you recall. It was groundbreaking. Wow. And that created the modern permit system that we have in place today. Now, every state has some type of permit system and has essentially been sued into some form of compliance. Hawaii, New Jersey make it very difficult. But even California, New York State, you can get your permits. Connecticut, you can get permits. Upstate New York, it's just the city that's a problem. I know lots of people that have New York permits. And sometimes those permits allow people to carry guns in other places that even Georgia can't. California, for example, with a California permit, you can carry just about everywhere. And a couple places that are off limits in this state. The point that I'm trying to make is now we've reached the law of diminishing returns. You got that X that crosses on the graph if you ever studied economics. And I remember, Raphael, they used to use the example of monkeys. You feed enough bananas to a monkey, and he finds eventually he gets sick of bananas, right? Wants to change to something else. Let me go over to the another fruit tree. Well, in this particular case, we've got every state out there that has a permit to the point that we shouldn't need permits anymore, Raphael. Take it away before I get really upset.
No, I agree. I mean, it, you know, I've got to have permits in three different states so I can carry in the majority of states, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I only had a South Carolina license, I can't carry in Georgia. I have to have a Utah license or a Florida license to be able to carry in Georgia.
No, you actually can now. We fixed that here in the state.
Is there reciprocity now?
You actually can now. Yes, sir. I'll tell you about that off air. Yes, sir.
And I'm glad you told me that. But I mean, I was good. I was covered anyways. But yeah, I mean, it's what's the problem? Let's just make it a constitutional carry, and just be done with it, and let people carry.
Man, I'll tell you what. I would end the show on that note and say, well, there it is. There's the exclamation point. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's just that simple.
Well, unfortunately, what we're having to do in the state of Georgia, and this is interesting, too. I did not know that. Well, I did know it was illegal to wear a mask in the state of Georgia. Did you know that? Many states, you can't wear a mask out in public, right? You know, a face mask or anything like that?
I did know that, yes.
Take a listen to this. Here again from Georgia Carey, really fascinating letter, email blast from them today. We are now looking into litigation to have that OCGA 1611-126 declared unconstitutional so as to allow those who cannot apply for a license or be able to protect their constitutionally enumerated rights by renewing their license. We will keep you abreast of our progress. In the meantime, we can certainly let our elected officials know our feelings concerning their performance in the current General Assembly. Stay safe and be careful wearing masks and openly carrying. Because in Georgia, you can openly carry a firearm. It is against the law to do so in the state of Georgia, by the way. And here, continuing with Georgia Carey. And yes, it is against the law to wear a mask in Georgia, and medical masks are not accepted. Perhaps an unintended consequence. Wow. Just laws catching people up, you know, an unintended consequence of the law, Raphael. We see it all the time, don't we?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Here's a quote.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. The American crisis in 1776 is where that comes from. Raphael, in the last couple minutes or last minute and a half that we have, I want to know your feelings, dude. Are we going to come out of this okay? Are you optimistic? What do you think?
Of course we're going to come out of this okay. It's going to be fine. I was watching the news yesterday. Like, Germany and Austria are already starting to make plans to roll back into their normal economy and getting back to normal. You know, I don't think it's going to happen as soon as any of us want it to because,
this is reality of it.
But, I mean, we're going to come out of this. And, you know, I think it's a matter of getting more testing done, you know, the incredible people that we've got working out there on the front lines, whether it be in the hospitals or in law enforcement or the people that are in labs right now working on.
They're saving everybody's butts out there. Raphael, I have to stop you, bud. I could keep talking with you for another 2 hours. Brother, we're getting ready to end today's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Thank you, though, for being here, and I'll talk with you off-air about the South Carolina issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to it, man, and thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure, and, thank your listeners.
Thank you for your
support
of the program, bud. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can and because they don't want us to, right here in these gunbroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.